She came in looking good and looking around. She's checking out every man in the room right now. Don't go telling her about right or wrong. She's been alone for way too long. But her heart is a lonely hunter with only one desire, to find some lasting comfort in the arms of a lover's fire. Driven by a desperate hunger to the dark of the neon light. Oh, her heart is a lonely hunter when there's no sign of love in sight. Hears him say, hey, can I buy you a drink? And sees the pale white circle where he wears his ring. She knows he's dealing her a dangerous hand, the consequences of a one-night stand. Comfort in the arms of a lover's fire, driven by a desperate hunger to the dark of the neon light. But her heart is a lonely hunter when there's no sign of love inside. But her heart is a lonely hunter when there's no sign of love inside.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. NASA says it's made the decision to bring two astronauts from Boeing's test flight back from the International Space Station in February. And on a SpaceX flight, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams forced to stay at the ISS due to problems with the Boeing capsule. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says safety drove the decision.
We want to further understand the root causes and understand the design improvements so that the Boeing Starliner will serve as an important part of our assured crew access to the ISS.
Boeing's capsule will make an uncrewed return. Hamas has sent a delegation to Egypt as the U.S. leads brokered ceasefire talks with representatives from Qatar, Egypt, and Israel. But gaps remain over who will control security zones in Gaza after the war. And candidates will be back on the campaign trail next week, the Harris campaign adding an event in Georgia. This is ABC News. Italian authorities have launched a manslaughter investigation after a superyacht sank during a storm Monday. Those victims were trapped below deck when a waterspout hit.
We understand there were 22 people on board when the ship was caught up in a sudden storm. Investigators saying today it was hit by a downburst. That's a strong wind that descends from a thunderstorm. And that's when the ship capsized and sunk in just minutes. Now, there was no extreme weather alert and no gale force wind warning in the zone at the time. And investigators wouldn't comment on the state of the yacht, whether hatches were maybe left open, for instance.
ABC's Inez de la Quatara. Dive crews recovered the bodies of six victims from the vessel's hull this week. They included two Americans. In Iraq, millions of Shiite Muslims packing the streets of the Iraqi city of Karbala for a second day. The annual pilgrimage marks the death of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Iraqi security say more than 3 million pilgrims entered the country. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And my Lowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, an isolated storm or two, warm and muggy and lows in the low 70s. Sunday and Monday, lots of sun, highs low 90s, heat advisory in effect, heat index approaching 100. A few storms possible Monday night, then cooler and less humid for the rest of the upcoming week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust.
David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle here inside the saloon. Recently, as early as a month back, I believe it was, I saw the reel on Facebook that David Lee Murphy joined the man of the hour, Post Malone, on stage in concert. Post Malone sang the old 90s classic, Dust on the Bottle, and he had to bring out the rider and the big old star of that big old hit. Full hour of country underway. Welcome to RC Social Saloon. Here comes Kenny Chin.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Uptown, Down Home American Kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on a Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey! Hey! Baptist church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base, but saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. Cover of the Rolling Stone, Uptown, Down Home American Kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey. Hey. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Uptown, Down Home American Kids.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Have a 55 Chevy or a fancy little pickup truck. Show Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown type. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Dustin Lynch, Jelly Roll, that is Chevrolet here inside RC Social Saloon. A couple big things for Jelly Roll on socials over the last week. I saw a little article where he took his mama. Yeah, she's the one that named him Jelly Roll back when he was a little baby boy. She said he was just so tiny and plump and he looked like a little Jelly Roll. And so she always called him Jelly Roll. Hardly ever called him by his first legal name, Jason. Jelly Roll took his mama to the ocean. She had never been to the ocean, so he and his wife, Bunny XO, took her on a trip to the ocean. And also then I saw a video on TikTok of Jelly Roll crying. I know what's new. He cries quite a bit, but he says he was overwhelmed by how many young fans are now using his brand new song, I Am Not Okay, in videos. Tyler Hubbard on the way, Tim McGraw and Toby Keith coming up.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Kick off fall with Labor Day deals at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on select interior paint via Lowe's gift card rebate for your next paint project. Plus, my Lowe's Rewards members save more on select 1.5 pint or 1-quart mums. Get five for just $10. Shop these can't-miss deals today before they're gone. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM.
Sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear.
Daddy tried to teach me courtesy. But it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss. Praying that it keeps going.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
This is William Byron.
Checkered flag in the air. William Byron wins.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, bringing.
From Daytona International Speedway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
It is the most pressure-packed night in all of NASCAR. 23 drivers are faced with a difficult task, trying to win and get into the playoffs with two races to go in the regular season. Hello and welcome to Daytona International Speedway and Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you at the World Center of Racing. You can feel the tension in the air right now. Sunny skies, 84 degrees. It looks like a beautiful day. But there is a churn inside of over half this field tonight with what we expect to have a very special night in tap for you, and we're so glad you're with us. Let's go straight to the broadcast booth. Go to the tower and bring in Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden. Jeff, racing at Daytona is special for many reasons, but tonight's race is no different, but it does have many different twists attached.
Well, that's for sure, Mike, and good afternoon to you. Twists, the turns, the drama, the playoffs, 12 locked in, 2 to go, Darlington and Daytona tonight, Ross Chastain up 1, Bubba Wallace down 1, Alex Hayden breaking down for us.
Yeah, but that's not just the only story, is the playoff point system. There's a win to be had here at the World Center of Racing. For 23 drivers who don't have wins already, they can win and get into the playoffs and really make their season salvageable. But that all being said, everybody's going to do the same thing. They're going to go out here, draft hard, put themselves in the best possible position with strategy and maneuverability on the racetrack to try to get to one of the most hallowed pieces of real estate on NASCAR, and that is in Victory Lane at the World Center of Racing.
Well, how big would it be for Kyle Busch to go to Victory Lane or the Pole Center, Michael McDowell? That would just absolutely change everything. The race tonight, 160 laps, 400 miles. What are some of the things that we should be looking for?
Well, I mentioned strategy, and that will come into play here at Daytona tonight. You have to have the least amount of time on pit road you can possibly have, which means we may see some fuel saving going on in tonight's race. The other kicker is, Jeff, we did not have any practice before the green flag will fly tonight. These drivers, especially in this opening 35-lap stage, they're going to have to race hard. They're going to have to mix it up in the draft and really figure out the handling of their race car so they can give some feedback to the team.
How about this racetrack, Alex? It is Daytona on a hot August summer night.
It is. It is a special place. It really is. We have perfect weather to go racing 400 miles tonight. The weather forecast looks fantastic. We expect a nothing short of an amazing race here in Daytona.
Daytona under the lights, Mike Bagley, on a red-hot Saturday night. And I'll tell you what, Mike, we are ready to go.
We are stoked, and we're so glad you're with us here on a hot Saturday night in Central Florida. Jeff, Alex, thank you so much. We'll check in with you later on as we check some NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Last night, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the Wawa 250. It came down to overtime, and Ryan Truex, driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, won his second race of the year.
I couldn't figure out if I wanted the bottom or the top. I restarted on both lanes and felt like neither of them were great. But I thought back to 2018 when I was here. I had the lead. I took the top, and I lost the race. And I didn't want to do that again, so I just figured I'll do the opposite of that, do the bottom, and it worked out.
Earlier in the week, a couple of matters were adjudicated. Wednesday, the National Motorsports Appeal Panel heard the appeal of the Richard Childress Racing penalty from Richmond. The panel stayed the penalty of the loss of playoff eligibility. RCR will make an appeal to the final appeals officer. The panel also shortened the three-race suspension levied on spotter Brandon Benesch to one race. On Thursday, Toyota Racing Development admitted wrongdoing to NASCAR for inadvertently unsealing and rebuilding Denny Hamlin's race-winning Bristol engine. That triggered an L2 penalty. Driver Denny Hamlin and car owner Joe Gibbs were docked 75 points and also 10 playoff points. Crew chief Chris Gabehart was fined $100,000. Denny is still playoff eligible through his wins at Richmond and Dover. In the wake of Corey LaJoie's rollover crash at Michigan a week ago, NASCAR has mandated teams install right rear fins on the back glass in an effort to keep cars on the ground tonight. And Trackhouse Racing has informed Zane Smith he will be released at season's end. And less than 2 hours ago, Trackhouse announced Shane Van Gisbergen will go full-time cup racing next year in an 88-numbered Chevrolet. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll go one-on-one with two drivers trying to win their way into the playoffs tonight. Austin Dillon and Eric Jones will give us the keys to winning tonight's Coke Zero Sugar 400. NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace is back with us tonight. We'll check in with Rusty. We'll relive many win and get in Daytona memories. And we'll also talk with some of the drivers as our countdown to the start of the Coke Zero Sugar 400 continues.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got Stuff You Should Know and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Tonight's Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona is 160 laps, 400 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 35 and 95. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Daytona International Speedway.
History about to be made. One lap to go in the Daytona 500. The white flag is in the air. This will make it official. Stenhouse now three wide. Here comes Kyle Larson right up the gut.
Larson looking to go up the middle and win himself the Daytona 500, but he's got no help right now. The challenge is for the lead. Joey, look out. Oh, they're in the wall. A.J. Allmendinger is in the fence. The entire pack blows up. A number of cars crashing. Bubba Wallace is in it. Eric Almirola adds the leader's race to the back straightaway.
Caution is on the speedway. The race is deemed official. NASCAR, by rule, who is leading when the caution flag gets called, that will be the winner of the Daytona 500. We're waiting. Yeah, we're hearing that it is official. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won the Daytona 500.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded. February 19th, 2023, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. kicking off his racing season with a win in the Great American Race. Now, fast forward to tonight. He's going to need a win at the end of this regular season to race for a championship. We welcome you back to Daytona NASCAR Live Race Day. As we mentioned at the top of the show, 23 drivers are in a position tonight to win and get in. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is one of those drivers, and if it happens, it's going to set the playoff grid into a tizzy, heading into one of NASCAR's most difficult tracks next weekend at the Darlington Raceway. Chris Wilner had a chance to sit down with the 36-year-old from Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Ricky, coming in Daytona, what are just the emotions and the feelings coming to a place that you've been successful at? Obviously, Daytona 500 in 2023, but when you walk in this facility, what kind of goes through your mind?
Yeah, anytime you can have, you know, multiple cup wins at a racetrack, you know, you got to feel confident coming in. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people that feel confident, you know, and feel like they have a option to win, right? You know, we're at a speedway race. Anything can happen. But, you know, there's a sense of, you know, like, almost like a little bit of pride, like, hey, like, I do know how to get to, you know, victory lane at a speedway race, right? We've done it, you know, three times now, and, you know, you can luck into a few, but, like, you know, once you kind of put yourselves in position, you know, we finished second and third, you know, close to winning a lot of them. So, yeah, I got a lot of confidence coming in. My team's got a lot of confidence. You know, I feel like they give me great race cars, ones that drive well and have good enough speed to win. So, you know, I'm definitely thrilled to be here, and, you know, hopefully we can be back in here Saturday night.
Yeah, what are some of the things you learned just over the course of your career on super speedway racing about where to position yourself, at what time, what are you looking for over the course of a race?
You know, for the most part, you know, throughout the race, obviously you're saving fuel, but at the same time, you're kind of watching how the race unfolds up front. You know, in the back, you're just kind of almost kind of stalemated. You're just kind of riding around. You know, but you, even when I'm saving fuel, I'm watching the front of the field. You know, just what runs, you know, where the lanes surge, you know, where the, you know, top lane or middle lane, you know, get that run. Where does the leader get to? How far does he get out before they catch him? And things like that. And then you kind of start, you know, as the race goes, you start kind of timing that from, you know, where you're at starting that lap to, like, you know, who ended up, you know, kind of leading at the line, because that's, you know, ultimately all that matters. So you kind of start trying to pay attention to all that. And, you know, this weekend, I think, you know, with the new fin that we got on, you know, kind of how that side draft plays out, if it's more effective, less effective, you know, I think the cars will handle a little bit better, but, like, I think the side draft could be a little bit, you know, more aggressive and slow the car down that you're trying to side draft a little bit more. So it'll be all interesting stuff as we go throughout the night.
A win and you're in scenario, do you like being in that position where maybe it's not necessarily a convoluted agenda as far as a race, and it's just simply we've got to be there to take a checkered flag?
I mean, I'd much rather be in a position of, you know, the 17-1 or 23 where you have an opportunity. Like, that's not your only option, right? I mean, you'd rather have multiple options. So, you know, I'd much rather be in their position. I don't envy their position a whole lot. I mean, that's pretty stressful, trying to make sure you get stage points, don't get in a crash, you know, but still give yourself a shot at winning and, you know, getting enough points. So, you know, we only have one option, like you said, and so your back's against the wall, but you know you're getting your plan of attack. And so, yeah, I'd much rather have their scenario, but you know, we're in the scenario we're in, and you know, we know what we need to do.
Would you say that Daytona is maybe the place you can get the win versus Darlington, or are both pretty much equal shots for you and your team to get it done?
Nah, I mean, I definitely think Daytona is a better option, and a probably higher percentage shot. You know, but I think everybody's percentage goes up, right? You know, it's pretty level across the field. I mean, you might be weighted, you know, over others, but you know, Darlington definitely, I think the percentage goes down, but, you know, the option's still there. So, you know, I think for us, you know, we do feel like this is the best opportunity. But if it doesn't happen, you know, we'll put that foot forward and, you know, try and do it at Darlington as well.
Thank you, Chris. Ricky will start tonight in the 35th position.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Once we drop the checkers tonight here in Daytona, we have a doubleheader coming your way tomorrow from the legendary Milwaukee Mile. We'll have coverage of the ARCA Menards Series, Sprecher 150 at 1 Eastern, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series playoff opening, Liuna 175 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Kurt Becker, Dan Hubbard, and the crew will have us covered from West Allis, Wisconsin. From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Mr. President, why don't we go ahead? We're not going to hold up any longer. Let's start the engine, sir.
All right. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Caution is on the speedway. This will be the race back to the start-finish line, and this could be for all the marbles in the Firecracker 400 leaders in turn two.
Richard drafts down to the bottom of the racetrack. They are door-to-door in the dogleg. They touch, coming to the trioval down to the line.
It's Richard Petty by a foot. Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
What a legendary finish that was. July 4th, 1984. 40 years ago this summer, the King going to Victory Lane for his 200th and final time right here at the World Center of Racing. You know, once the president delivered the command from Air Force One, he joined us here at the Speedway. He joined us here on the Motor Racing Network, greeted the King post-race, and had lunch with everybody in the garage after that. And speaking of the 40th president, there's a new movie coming out with his name. Reagan will be in theaters soon. Dennis Quaid, who plays Dutch in this film, was here Friday at the Speedway to talk about it. And the Petty family, they're here tonight to give the command to start engines. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Let's get back to the task at hand. We're talking about winning here at Daytona. Austin Dillon and Eric Jones have done just that, and they are here to give us the keys to winning tonight's race. The keys are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Trying to win to get into the playoffs. Here he comes up off turn four. Last-ditch effort from Austin Cindric. Can't do it. Checkered flag in the air. Austin Dillon wins the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Keys to winning the summer race in Daytona. It's definitely a handling race now for when it comes to a speedway. Knowing the situation that other drivers are in, getting into that race is important too. Kind of feeling the intensity level of the race as it builds. And putting yourself in a position where you can win it on the last lap. I mean, you got to be in position at the end of the race. Everything else really doesn't matter. It's just the positioning for the end of the race.
Eric Jones, with help from Chris Buescher, will go to the lead. Here's Truex side by side with Chris Buescher now as they race to three.
This is going to be a finish we'll be talking about. Young Eric Jones out in front of the field, across the line. He'll score the win at Daytona. Eric Jones holds off the veteran driver Martin Truex Jr. at age 22. He's going to win the Coke Zero Sugar 400.
Wow, the Daytona summer race has just become chaotic over the last few years. But, you know, Daytona's become more and more of a handling track, I think, as it's wore out and aged a bit since the repave. And, you know, just getting your car driving good but still having speed in it. There's kind of a fine balance there of being fast enough to be able to go up, lead the pack, drive to the front of the pack, but also driving well enough to get there. So beyond that, it's survival. You know, we've seen a ton of wrecks at that summer race in Daytona and guys getting out of the race and in trouble early. So just making it to the end has been a huge part too.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days.
It smells good.
Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
From the running of the Coke Zero Sugar 400, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Chastain, half a truck length back. Harrison Burton, Johnny Sauter up front looking for the white is Todd Gilliland.
Gilliland slides up the racetrack. Chastain is there. Is he going to massage that back bumper down into one? Chastain gets a run. He does. Up the racetrack goes Gilliland. They're side by side.
Harrison Burton now gets in and turns around that truck. Chastain will hold on to second. At the front of the field looking for the checkered flag for the first time is Todd Gilliland.
First time winner at Martinsville Speedway for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Todd Gilliland wins as they're piloted up in turn four. Christian Eckes spins around. Tanner Gray spins around. But it is Todd Gilliland headed to victory lane at the paperclip.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. We are headed off to Daytona International Speedway for the second-to-last race in the regular season. And one of the drivers that's in a win-and-get-in situation is Todd Gilliland. He is below the cut line by 151 points. He drives a very fast Ford Mustang for Front Row Motorsports. Todd, welcome to NASCAR Live Race Day. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. And, yeah, like you said, we're able to, you know, have a really fast Ford Mustang, like you mentioned, at Daytona for the 500. And then also at the following Super Speedway races. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. Like you said, we're closer to the cutoff line than I've ever been at this time, in the Cup Series. But, at the same time, right, that's too far to get in on points. And, yeah, we're excited about our chances, here at Daytona.
Well, instead of having to go through the mental calisthenics of you're out by this, you're out by that, and all the what ifs, ands, and buts, it's very straight up and very straightforward this weekend. If you win Saturday night at Daytona, you're in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 Victory Lane celebration, but you're also into the playoffs. Does having it cut and dry make things a little easier for you and the team?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, normally we always go to the super speedways. At least my mindset is, right? We either have to come here and, you know, give it our all, and chances are, right, you might end up in a wreck. But at the same time, right, you have to put your best foot forward, and that's running up front, running, you know, a lot of times, right? It's not fun to say, but where the wrecks happen, you have to be right in the middle of it to, you know, be in a good position at the end. So, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of people that are really close to that playoff cutoff line that, you know, they have a lot more tough decisions to make, right? If, you know, if it's coming down to the end of the race, do they just get out of the pack and bank on getting some points because they're close to the playoffs and all that stuff, right? But to be honest, it's really probably a four or five, you know, group of drivers. So yeah, I think everyone's got a similar mindset, but same time, right? We all know too, you have to make it to the finish to be able to win the race. And, but yes, we definitely need to go there and win. And, that's what all our mindset is for sure.
You talked about the season opening Daytona 500 where you and the team had a great race. What boxes were checked that day? What went right to lead you to the good finish and the good run that you and the team had in February?
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like we've always ran well at the super speedway races, but I feel like Daytona was a little bit different for us. And then Atlanta too, which is right after. I thought, you know, those races, our cars had really good speed. I think, you know, in, you know, probably the 10, 15, almost 20 years past, right, Front Row has been looked at as a team that could go to the super speedways and compete. But, you know, maybe the cars weren't the fastest, but obviously the draft kind of equalizes everything, and they were able to make do with what they had, where now I feel like we have some of the fastest super speedway cars out there right now. So to me, that's made it a lot easier to say, like, lead the race at the Daytona 500, get a different type of experience, because you can run up front, be second, third in a line and still make a really big difference. But a lot of times now, that's not the best place you want to be in to win the race. And I think to honestly win the race, you have to be a good leading car and, be able to work the lanes and just take a push, all that good stuff. So I feel like that's the more, positive experience that we've been getting this year, especially. So like I said, right, I feel like the majority of drafting stuff we knew and we learned and we can work on, but actually leading the races, being in those situations is, definitely a lot more exciting and I feel like a lot better experience to be gaining.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Hey, racing fans. William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. Did you know that Liberty is not only my sponsor, but also my school? I'm getting a world-class education, and you can too. Whether you study at Liberty's beautiful campus in Virginia with state-of-the-art facilities in NCAA Division I athletics or with the convenience of LU's 600-plus online programs, Liberty University has the fit that's right for you. Learn more at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
From Daytona International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybean